Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for being here. I don't want to, you know, be down or anything like that. I just want to let everyone know that I feel incredibly blessed. I feel incredibly blessed. And the reason for that is because, irrespective of any numbers or, you know, votes cast or what have you, I am truly a rich man. Because so many people have given every ounce of their effort. When I was on active duty, I had a paralegal by the name of Lee Feldhausen. He is now probably Captain, maybe Major Lee Feldhausen. He was a young enlisted troop, and he worked like a dog. He was the quintessential professional, day in and day out, nose to the grindstone. And I was privileged to be able to support him and get him into OCS so he could become an officer. And the level of effort that I have seen from all of the people who have helped me, I mean, Emily, Alexis, and I hesitate to mention single names because I know darn well I'm gonna forget someone. You know, Bob, Ash, you know, all the volunteers. As I've said many times, I would go there to the call center and folks would be bleary-eyed. They poured their guts out into this race, and I am eternally grateful for that. We left no stone unturned. We have absolutely nothing to hang our heads about. The only shame, if you will, the only way we would have any reason to hang our heads is if we didn't give our best. And we did. So please, no tears, no sadness, because we're all better people for the effort. And I'd like to, if I may, reach back to my past when I quote-unquote graduated from eighth grade. Yeah. I received a graduation card from my dad. And that graduation card was Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. And those of you who are familiar with it know there are many great lines in it. Not least of which would be, if you can treat triumph and disaster, those two imposters, just the same. And that's a message for all the young people out here. There will be days of disappointment. There will be days of great joy. But neither get too high nor too low. And that's life. So I don't want to prattle on forever and ever, but I do want to express my heartfelt gratitude for everyone who's here. I mean, Chaz, you know, Susie, my sister, Eileen, Jean, who came all the way from Florida. You know, all of you who came out and are willing to stand with me. You know, I had great parents, great life lessons. I was blessed in this campaign to meet many people who my parents taught. And that's a blessing in and of itself. Reaffirmation of doing things the right way. So, we have a new district attorney-elect, John Flynn. I have called and left a message congratulating him. I thank District Attorney Mike Flaherty for sticking his neck out for me and for doing the great job that he's doing right now. You know, he absolutely. You know, after his disappointing primary, he could have very easily turtled and just coasted, but he did not. He's kept his nose to the grindstone, he's pursued justice, and he has demonstrated the very finest of the Erie County District Attorney's Office. So, certainly not to wrap things up just yet, but this road began 2 years ago when a friend of mine who many of you know, Mitch Martin and the Cheektowaga chairman, you know, Don and Doreen Friedrich, kind of started me on the path. And Chairman Langworth, I mean, he's the best. He poured every ounce. Every ounce of effort, every resource, every amount of energy. And if you come up short, you come up short. But please know that you honor me with your presence. And I am eternally grateful for all this support. And you guys are the best. Thank you much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Treanor.